بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome all viewers. Today I would like to discuss the topic of abortion from the perspective of an American Muslim. And that's because whenever such politically driven and polarizing topics like this are brought up and are being so widely and passionately discussed, practicing Muslims want to know how they should react according to their religion. Now by and large, the main way that discussions like this play out is you have people who side with the political right or those who side with the political left. So following the overturn of Roe v. Wade and this becoming such a huge national discussion, people have been pressured to take one side or the other. Are you with the political left or are you with the political right? Are you pro-life or are you pro-choice? I mean, just think about it. When it comes to being a Muslim, we submit to the revelation that Allah provided for us. So when it comes to LGBT, when it comes to abortion, when it comes to liberalism, we want to know what the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said about these topics. And as Muslims, we should submit to whatever they say. That's what makes us Muslim. Now, obviously, the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he died over 1,000 years ago. We can't go up to him and ask him, alayhi salatu wasalam, what we should do in this sort of situation. Therefore, we turn to the inheritors of the prophets, the scholars. This is why knowledge is so important and so emphasized in our religion. Not only because of the positives of benefiting from those who are inheritors of the prophets, those who are scholars, but also due to the dangers of taking the wrong people as leaders. Just as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, Allah does not take away the knowledge by taking it away from the hearts of the people, but he takes it away by the death of the religious learned men. So when none of the religious learned men remains, people will take as their leaders ignorant people who when consulted will give their verdict without knowledge. So they will go astray and will lead the people astray. And this is the absolute last thing a Muslim wants, is to ever go astray from the straight path of Islam. So there is a lot at stake here. So just like we discussed in a previous video about how LGBT spread amongst the Muslims, we can do the same thing when it comes to the liberalization of the Muslim community in general, which of course also heavily focuses on the topic of abortion. Recently, it has become very clear, based on videos that have been posted, showing old interviews, showing tweets, showing alliances, that some of the people that Muslims took as leaders, that they looked to for guidance, as inheritors of the prophets, that those people pushed the Muslims towards liberalism, that they specifically encouraged Muslims to politically align with the left. This has been going on for years, and now we are seeing the results. We are seeing LGBT spread amongst the Muslims. And now, recently, we are clearly seeing Muslims being pro-choice. So if we want to backtrack and see how we reached this point, we have to look at those leaders that led us in this direction and hold them responsible. And it's very clear that two specific people who Muslims have trusted as being knowledgeable, that encouraged them to align with the left, were Omar Suleiman and Yasser Qadhi. Partly due to many of their explicit statements regarding these topics over the years, but also due to their alliances and the people that they promoted. One thing that we absolutely cannot deny is their promotion of people who do not muddy the waters. They're legitimizing and praising of individuals who very clearly promote liberalism at the expense of Islam. And there's no doubt that some of the people who fit this category are Ilhan Omar and Linda Sarsour. And this is the direction that Muslims have been pushed by people like Omar Suleiman. Here he is speaking at a Democratic rally. And here he is again speaking at another Democratic rally. Here he is again speaking alongside and promoting people like Linda Sarsour and Ilhan Omar. And he has a long history of promoting and praising people like Ilhan Omar. Same with Yasser Qadhi and Linda Sarsour.
I actually agree with Linda here, is that I understand the American government should not be in the job of policing morality.
If you are not going to vote against Ted Cruz, then I'm questioning your Islam in this moment.
So this is just to show you the whole history of how we reached this point. You had people who were looked at as being religiously learned and trustworthy. They pushed the Muslim community towards the political left. They promoted and legitimized certain politicians and activists who unapologetically promote liberalism above Islam. And all this has led to the liberalization of the Muslim community. And it is a very sad, pathetic state. I mean, just look at what Ilhan Omar just recently retweeted. It says, if you don't want to go back, you have to fight. If you don't want a ban on contraception, if you don't want a ban on same-sex marriage, if you don't want our trans kids criminalized, you have to fight. We're going to hold each other up and we're going to fight. So not only does Ilhan Omar promote the haram, but she wants to fight against Islamic values. Here, Ilhan Omar quote tweets, they are not stopping with Roe. She says they are not. If we do not stop right-wing religious extremists in this country, we are going to lose our constitutional right to religious liberty and dignity as human beings. When they tell you their plans to take us back to the dark ages, believe them. This is not a drill. So she has the nerve to call people who are against abortion religious extremists, talking about they want to take you back to the dark ages. And this, of course, is fear-mongering. Much of the liberalization of the Muslim community has been through fear-mongering. Instead of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many people are fearing the political right. But now we're reaching a point where we can really clearly and undeniably see the fruits of allying with the left. And the fruits are very rotten, disgusting, and unnecessary. She also tweeted, "The people who claim government is too big are totally fine with government intervening in your private lives and using the law to limit what choices you can make about your body. Don't forget, they hate the government unless the government is enforcing their religious extremism." Again, she's using the term religious extremism. What kind of underlying message does this say about Islam? We believe that Allah limits the choices that we can make about our bodies. Is that religious extremism? This is a role model that Muslim people of knowledge and imams have promoted. Now, obviously, Ilhan Omar is demonizing those who are pro-life, and she's making it seem like you are evil if you are not pro-choice. And really, at the end of the day, this is just about siding with the political left versus the political right. Now, specifically when it comes to the topic of abortion, you can read Omar Suleiman's article from 2017 entitled "Islam and the Abortion Debate." Now, one common theme I've noticed in many Yaqeen Institute articles that relate to the hot political topics like LGBT or abortion is, rather than present a very strong argument from the perspective of Islam, rather than being sure that Islam has the truth regarding this topic, it seems to me like what you can be sure about is you can still align politically with the left and still be Muslim. But then again, what if a Muslim doesn't want to align politically with the left? Can they be satisfied after reading this article? Well, you'll find that there's something for everyone. For example, it says, "Between 40 and 120 days from conception, the four madhabs disagreed, even within their own ranks, and so we will state the dominant position of each school. The Malikis traditionally were the strictest in this regard. They opposed any medical technique as a means of birth control." So that's covering one end of the spectrum. And now for the other end of the spectrum, it says, "The dominant Hanafi position was far more lenient in permitting abortion up until 120 days from conception, with some even allowing it without the husband's permission." And then we see another opinion that's somewhere in between. "Nowadays, many contemporary juristic assemblies prescribe the position held by the Hanbalis, permitting abortion up until 40 days and only up until 120 days when a pressing need is present." Well, what if somebody wants Yaqeen Institute to choose one opinion that they think is the most correct? Well, two paragraphs down, it says, "According to Dr. Hatem Al-Hajj, who is a contributor to Yaqeen, he said, abortion in the first 40 days of pregnancy upon the mutual agreement of both parents is permissible for a legitimate cause, such as the woman's fear of not having the capacity to raise a newborn." So after reading an article like this, you can see Muslims who are following people like Yasser Qadhi, Omar Suleiman, Ilhan Omar, Linda Sarsour, they've already become liberal in many ways. And then they read an article like this, you can really see how they would feel that being pro-choice is from Islam. But you know what really made this seem like an obviously left-leaning article, putting everything else that we've mentioned to the side? Near the end, this article, it starts promoting Planned Parenthood. I mean, this is so clearly and obviously a left-wing talking point. Anybody who is familiar with the left and the right discussing abortion in America, the left supports Planned Parenthood, and the right is against it. What does promoting and speaking highly of Planned Parenthood have to do with an article about the Islamic perspective of abortion? And I want to close by just saying this. Really, if Muslims are going to be talking about abortion, given the context of America and American politics, we have to acknowledge the fact that liberalism is not something that you get to pick and choose and still be part of the club. If you want to ally with the left, you need to ally with them regarding LGBT, regarding abortion, regarding feminism. Otherwise, you're going to be kicked to the curb. You're going to be demonized. Just like Ilhan Omar demonizes people who don't adopt those liberal values, even if they contradict Islam. And a foundational value when it comes to liberalism is people having the freedom to do what they want. They don't want to be told by Allah what they can and can't do. And specifically when it comes to abortion, one thing that Muslims should acknowledge is the fact that many people want to have the freedom to have an abortion because they want to be promiscuous. They want to commit zina, and they don't want to have to raise a child if they get pregnant. And it's reached a point where they even want to have late-term abortions, where a baby is essentially fully developed and they still want to kill it. So when you're promoting being pro-choice and you're allying with the left, regardless of some of the very specific situations where abortion might be permissible in Islam, when you are promoting being pro-choice, you are promoting many things that are clearly and undoubtedly against Islam. But of course, if you want to be Muslim and still ally with the political left, you have to play these sorts of games where you straddle the fence and muddy the waters. And of course, this has led to the liberalization of the Muslim community. And that's what we are now seeing play out in front of our very eyes. Years ago, when Muslim leaders started pushing the community in this direction, they may have argued that perhaps this is a way that the Muslims can positively affect politics, that the Muslim community will actually benefit from this alliance. However, at this point, enough time has passed where we clearly see it is not the Muslims that influenced politics. It is the politics that influenced the Muslims. So it's really time to stop muddying the waters, stop straddling the fence, stop beating around the bush. Condemn people who are leading the Muslims astray. Be clear about what Islam is clear about. And most of all, fear Allah more than you fear the people. Allah knows best. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.